me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night.
Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket, taking you up until 10 o'clock today. So we got news today. This is fantastic. So Dana White got by an Ariel Helwani fake account.
Yep.
Because he hates Ariel Helwani so much that he just wanted to prove a fake Helwani wrong on Twitter. So this fake Helwani account, which was Ariel Helwani, put out the news, which was just, it's a hilarious story. It could be right out of The Onion. Dana White and Vladimir Putin have reached an agreement on travel arrangements for UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov to come to the United States. He will fight Tony Ferguson. It's happening, folks. UFC 249 will go down as scheduled on April 18th. And this got a lot of action, a lot of retweets, so much so that Dana White had to respond to the fake Helwani account, which he obviously didn't look for the blue check mark. He just saw Helwani's got some wrong information. I need to prove him wrong in public and shame him. And so Dana White responds, absolutely not true. The card is happening, but Team Khabib is out. I will announce the entire card tomorrow, which means today, which is exciting. We will get to know finally where what will be on this UFC 249 card. A lot of people think it's going to be Tony Ferguson versus Justin Gaethje. And real Ariel Helwani actually came out with a report last night. I guess he felt the need to make some actual to put out some actual news since the fake Helwani was able to get a real report. And real Ariel Helwani is saying they are closing in on a location. It's going to be on the West Coast, probably on tribal land, Leroy.
Really?
So, yep, tribal land outside the regulations. So that'll be exciting that we'll get that news. And apparently this is the other piece of news that came from that report. Apparently, this is going to be the hub for the UFC for their future events, because Dana White was saying that not only are they doing UFC 249, but UFC 250 is coming out of Brazil. They're going to do it here in America, and it's going to keep going. He is not stopping. He's like, I already canceled three cards. I'm going fourth. So that was the news. Now, Dana White also had
a piece. They're going to test for steroids and test for coronavirus, too?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you test every fighter before the weigh-in or something like that?
Oh, for coronavirus, yes. I feel like if you're testing for coronavirus, it's kind of a waste of time to test for steroids. Like, you should let some stuff slip.
You are big on these steroids, man. You do
what
not
What are you talking
care.
About? You, I care. I no, care.
You no, you don't.
Did you see this weekend that speaking of steroids, did you see that J.J. Watt put out a picture of himself in high school, and he's trying to do the J.J. Watt thing like, ha, 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 look how scrawny I was. Didn't anybody tell young J.J. about doing a curl? And I just wanted to scream at my computer, steroids! What do you mean, did he? No, you know what they didn't teach young J.J. Watt about? Steroids! Because if you saw young J.J. Watt in high school, he goes, who was I fooling with those big shoulder pads? You weren't fooling your non-steroided young teenage body, J.J. Watt. That's who you weren't fooling. Because if you do see the side-by-side of him in high school and what he looks like now, it's ridiculous. He looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Hey, but
he's football Bane. And by the way, gets injured a lot.
How about this? You ready?
Yep.
Guess how much I weighed as a senior in high school?
What do you weigh now?
Probably you're in the 225, 230.
That was your playing weight?
My playing weight was 220, 215 in the NFL.
So in high school, I'm going to say you weighed 195.
200.
That's not that different.
No, it's not.
That's not that different.
It's not. One of the reasons why I was so dominant in high school was not because of how skilled I was. It's because I was 200 pounds and half the guys on the field weren't.
Look at this guy. Didn't anybody teach this guy? This is his tweet. For the love of Pete, which, by the way, who says that at his age? He's a young man. Who says that? For the love of Pete, what in the world was happening in high school?
Wait,
yeah, who is Pete? Who's Pete, JJ?
Why all of a sudden we gotta love Pete?
For the love of Pete, what in the world was happening in high school? Could someone introduce me to a bicep curl, please? A squat? Anything? Those extra shoulder pads aren't fooling anyone. Now I'm going to show you what this picture is, Leroy, and behold what J.J. Watt looked like in high school and what he looks like now in the pros, because it is ridiculous. Now, take a peek at that.
Look, too far. Keep going. Back the other way. You went too far the other way.
This way?
No. No, back is where you came from. Keep going. Keep going. Back the other way. The way you just came from. Turn it the opposite way. There you go. Right there. Zoom in. Wow, did he play quarterback?
I don't know.
Okay. You know who he looks like? I feel like I'm watching the first Captain America.
Yup. He looks pre-Captain America.
He got some of that good stuff.
I mean, it is ridiculous what he has turned himself into. Jeez, for the love of Pete. No, for the love of PEDs. PEDs, if you will. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So Tyler...
That's somebody ought to send that in. Not for the love of Pete, for the love of PEDs. Peds.
Tyler Hero did a question and answer on Twitter yesterday, Leroy. He was asked, what player would he want to play with in the league who isn't in the league anymore? And as a good Heat lifer, he said D-Wade. Because, of course... That's what you do when you're Tyler Hero. You make the right answer. He said, Goran Dragic asked him who was his favorite player in the NBA with a knee brace. Tyler Hero said the Dragon. Good answer.
Wait, Goran has a knee brace?
Yeah, Goran plays with a knee brace. He's played with it all year.
Oh, but he has the tights over it. You can't see it.
Yeah, can't see it.
Right, okay.
Can't see it.
Got it.
Bam asked him, what do you think of Bam? And he gave him a goat emoji. So he loves him. He was asked, who's the best shooter? He said, Duncan Robinson. Not himself. Yeah. So I was proud of him there. I was proud of Tyler Hero. I thought he would have said that.
Somebody said JJ did the Roses Chapman plan.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I just don't understand the Aroldis Chapman plan. At least with J.J. Watt, I understand it. You're supposed to be menacing and go, you know, destroy quarterbacks. I don't understand why Aroldis Chapman is that jacked. It's weird to me. He was asked who the funniest person on the team Leroy was. And he said, OG, Udonis Haslem.
He ain't got nothing else to do. Might as well write a couple of little jokey jokes.
All right, man. All right. You know what? You didn't. You know what? You don't have to do any jokey jokes.
Minus one.
Go to hell. Because Udonis Haslem.
You know what? He is funny. You know why? He said he could average 8-8.
That's not funny. That's true.
Minus one.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
When was the last time he averaged 8-8?
He averaged 8-8 in the 2010-2011 season. But
and he only played 13 games.
Well, it would have averaged even more, maybe, but it was damn Rudy Gay in his foot.
Or less.
Don't forget what he did to the Bulls in that playoffs, Leroy.
Look, see, here's what you do. When I tell you how something is, you go back and bring up something that I've never disputed. I have never disputed his importance to championships. I have never disputed what he meant to Heat winning. But you always bring that up like I question that. I've never questioned that. Here's what I question. With all of my being, right? Is that Udonis Haslem could average 8-8. And if you believe that, and the last time he did it was 10 years ago while only playing 13 games, then who's doing the true lying here? Who's not being honest?
I'm being honest.
You think he could? Exactly. You don't have to say anything. No, you don't. You whispered it too late. You thought about it. You didn't want to sound bad. You wanted to continue to take this stand for UD, but you know. Come on, man. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Here's some more.
Why you
Here's
think,
some more news. Let's move go. It on.
Moving on.
The Patriots are reportedly sniffing around FIU quarterback James Morgan. So how about them apples? The Kings of the 305 are getting scouted by the Patriots.
And?
Tell you one thing. I can't remember the last time the Patriots scouted a Canes quarterback.
Anybody. When was the last Canes quarterback to get drafted?
Well, did Kaya get drafted? I think he got drafted super late.
Sixth round?
Yeah, I remember I lost a bet on that. I thought
He's played for seven teams and had back surgery.
Yep. Stephen Morris had a cup of coffee, but he was undrafted.
Right.
Ja'Cory wasn't drafted, right? I don't think he was.
He's playing in Canada.
I don't think he is anymore. I think I saw on Instagram that he's a fireman, which is kind of cool.
Fireman?
Man, Ja'Cory Harris is only 29 years old, not even 30.
You can't be a mouth breather and be a fireman, right?
I don't know what that means.
Huh?
He was not drafted. He did receive an invitation to Dolphins camp, and he signed with the Eagles, but he was on the Eagles for 10 days and then was waived. I'm trying to think. Who else?
Who's the last quarterback to play substantial time in the NFL
for the Hurricanes?
Yes.
Vinny Testaverde?
Define substantial. Wow. Define substantial.
No, because Bernie came after Vinny, right?
Like Berlin and Dorsey were on rosters. Dorsey started a little bit for the Browns, a little bit, and for the 49ers got some run, but very little run. I think those are the two.
It's been a while when you think about it, because I want to say from 83 to like 87, 88, they had a first rounder every year of all those years.
I think Magoo was in the NFL the whole year last year too, wasn't he?
Magoo from FAU?
From FIU.
FIU's
going to have two QBs?
Didn't he have a wide receiver? He say Magoo to McGillicuddy or something like that?
I think you made that up.
What was the wide receiver's name?
I don't know.
It's like McGillicuddy or something crazy.
There's no way the FIU Panthers had a wide receiver named McGillicuddy.
What was Magoo's last year? Last year, right?
His last year with 2018 was his last year, so 2 years ago.
2018. I'm going to do this right now. FIU football.
You going to look up their roster? Right, yeah. You look that up. Let's see. Cam Newton is reportedly willing to wait until after the NFL draft to sign. So there's that. Big news on Tiger King. Jeff Lowe, the creepy guy who maybe set up Joe Exotic and put him in jail, he says that there is going to be a new episode of Tiger King coming to Netflix soon. So I imagine this is going to be some kind of a follow-up episode where everybody is giving their thoughts on what the craze of Tiger King has been.
No, Magoo wasn't the court. It was Morgan in 2018.
Morgan was the quarterback last year. It says he was drafted in 20. Okay, so if he was drafted in 2018, his last year is 2017.
Right. Okay.
So look at the 2017 FIU Panthers.
Okay, hold on.
While you're rolling with that. Other news that's going on. Rex Ryan had to apologize for calling Amari Cooper a turd. He said that he is, I wouldn't sign him. He's a turd and the biggest disappearing act in the NFL. So Rex Ryan going hard in the paint on Amari Cooper. For some reason, had to get super hot takey on him, and doesn't want.
He just kept going. It kept building, kept building, kept building. It was pretty crappy.
What was his deal with that though? That's so strange.
I don't know. It's almost like him and he had like a run in with him or something. Like it was crazy.
He said on SportsCenter, he says, "I can't believe I said that word. Obviously, it was a poor choice by me to say what I said about Amari. Anyone who knows me." quite honestly, I think the world of every player and have a great deal of respect for every single player in the NFL, including Amari Cooper. That doesn't seem true. With that being said, I think the Cowboys overspent on Amari Cooper. And the reason for that is I don't doubt that he is an elite player who has those traits, but an elite player who shows up on the road, shows up against great corners, shows up in crunch time, those are three things that Amari Cooper has not done so far in his career. Here's the thing with an apology, Leroy. All right? You shouldn't follow an apology with your reasoning for your hot take.
Right.
Like we knew.
Right.
Like, you should have just said, my take got too hot. I shouldn't have called him a turd. That's it. End of story, Scott Van Pelt. I have nothing else after this. If you are going to apologize. Otherwise, don't apologize.
He was justifying the hot take. So he basically said, got a hot take, but I went too far. But my take is still valid.
Take is right. I just said I said a word I shouldn't have said in my take. So Leroy's going to give you the 2017 FIU Panthers. You want to text the show 67974. We're back with more after this. Everybody's talking. No one says a word. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. You can text the show 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Somebody says, expect something terrible to happen to the UFC for Dana White or the fighters who dared to defile a sacred burial ground. I don't know what to do with that, man. Dana White did have some other news that happened this weekend. It was revealed that he was the victim of a sex tape extortion scheme. He's getting sued, Leroy, because there was this case back in 2015 where, according to this case, Dana White was sleeping with a stripper, and her boyfriend and him tried to set Dana White up by videotaping Dana White getting down with her. And so they demanded a lot of money. They wanted $200,000 in extortion for making sure that the video, didn't see the light of day. And so what ended up happening was Dana White and I guess his lawyers come to an agreement with this guy that, they're going to give him the money and whatnot. And Dana White never paid up. The guy ended up going to jail. And so now the guy's suing for going to jail because he was supposed to get a deal. I didn't know you could do that. Yes.
So he went to jail for trying to extort money.
Yep.
From Dana White. Dana White didn't pay, even though they had an agreement. And now the guy is
exactly. Exactly.
If you have an agreement, is that extorting?
Well, yes, I think it is. Because isn't extorting just the act of trying to get the money? Now, if the extortion works, I think it's still extortion.
Okay. But if you say, hey, I got this videotape of you, you want it?
The reason this became a news story is because this Dana White at the time was just known as a prominent Las Vegas businessman. But now Ramos claims that White reneged on actually a potential $450,000 deal between the two of them that forbid Ramos from leaking Dana White's name to the public after the criminal case closed. According to Protected prevented the release of White's name during the case, the suit said. Ramos believed through White's legal team that he would get a chance to work out a lucrative non-disclosure agreement with White after pleading guilty. Ramos, who pled guilty to serve a 366-day charge in federal prison, said a woman who was a Las Vegas stripper had been seeing the 50-year-old married man over the course of several months and taped the two in the act without White's consent. White said in a statement to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I just found out about this bull bleep lawsuit against me yesterday. The guy went to federal prison for trying to extort me about 5 years ago. Now he's hired a lawyer who is also a convicted felon, of course. You could always find somebody to take your case, Leroy. And he's trying to extort me again for $10 million. He's got no money from me the last time, and he won't be getting any money from me this time. I look forward to the court dismissing this quickly so I can get rid of these scumbags forever.
Okay, so question. Who recorded it?
The girlfriend. The girlfriend.
Why is she in trouble?
Ramos's girlfriend. Well, she didn't try and sell it. She just had the tape.
But recording somebody unlawfully is also a crime.
I guess, but I don't think it's... I think that the worst part of the crime is trying to get money from the tape.
The worst part of the crime is actually the filming of the tape. Maybe if you don't have the tape, you can't extort.
Maybe she flipped on him. Maybe she got immunity. You know, Ozark style. You know, she said that he put her up to it, and so she was out. She didn't have she wasn't able to be touched. Well, I don't know. I'm just speculating.
In Ozark, somebody would get the Ben treatment.
Oh man, I felt so bad for him. Spoiler alert.
Why? He wouldn't stop. It was just a matter of time.
He's a mentally broken man. He has to take medication. Okay.
Why wouldn't he stay in the hospital?
Because he's not right in the head, my friend. The damage is done.
But everybody knew that. But he wouldn't stop. Dude, he could have ruined the whole operation.
I mean, yeah, he nearly did. He nearly did.
Man, I was trying to get at him. I just wanted it to be over.
So, here's something that's adorable. This guy's name is Nick Saban.
Oh.
This guy said. So, this was cute. So he was on something called the Sean Pittman Show, and he was asked about why he prefers coaching college to the NFL. And this is what this guy had to say. So he says, I just felt like we could control things better, control our own destiny in college a lot better. I love college football because I thought you could have a greater impact on young people from 18 to 22 in that time frame, all right? And I love NFL and I love the players, but your leadership and your influence and the kind of program you can have to try and get these players to do things are going to help them be more successful in life. I probably have a greater impact in college than I can in the NFL. I've always enjoyed it. My family always enjoyed it. My wife always has been really involved with it. We're happy to be in college football because sometimes you learn about yourself and do things like to go to the NFL and learn about yourself. Oh, this is not exactly what I thought it was. Look, I left something I loved. I loved LSU, and when I went to LSU to go to the Dolphins, you live, you learn, I guess. That's a lot of words for saying I didn't have the guts.
That's what that meant?
It's a lot of words for saying I didn't have the guts to stick it out in the
NFL.
How
many coaches has both?
Excuse me?
Both places. Pete Carroll did. But he kind of took that college atmosphere to the pros.
Uh-huh.
And then you have, Barry Switzer, but he got all of Jimmy Johnson's guys. So that doesn't really count.
He got a sweet deal.
Right. Who else?
I don't know. Not coming to mind. However, here's the thing that's funny about it. Just say I wasn't good at it. Just say it. No. Don't come out here lollygagging around the main topic, which is you stunk at it. And don't come out here saying, well, I wanted to have a greater impact on people's lives. No, you didn't. All right. The problem was you couldn't have an impact on anybody's life in the NFL. All right. Because they all look.
You can't say that. Ask Jason Taylor. Ask Channing Crowder.
Nope. I'm not going to ask them because.
Who are you
going to
ask?
Exception, not the rule.
No, it's not.
Ask Dante Culpepper.
I promise. When he was in Cleveland, they hated him while he was there, and hated when he left.
Nah, get out of here.
Football, dude, it's football.
Sounds like you guys are just a bunch of...
like your coach, but as long as you're having success, you're fine.
That sounds like you're a bunch of emotional softies, if you ask me. You just don't like goodbye. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I bet people were sad when Philbin left, too.
No. No chance. How about when Gase
there
left?
Was... Oh, there were people Gase sad. Left? I bet there was some former Bronco on the team that was sad that Adam Gase left.
You know who was sad? One guy.
Who?
Jay Cutler.
No, Jay Cutler left him high and dry, and then one more year of Adam Gase. Brock Osweiler was sad he left.
Oh, jeez.
Former
Mr.
Bronco.
Mr. 6'8", who gets all his passes blocked.
Yep. Just like why does he get to go like a this is Nick Saban, all right? He's like at the pottery wheel of life, all right? And he gets to go and reshape
the NFL side. Like, oh, I left. I didn't like it. I didn't want to this, that. Now, you stunk at it, though. Like, why can't that just be the story? Why can't it be, Nick, what happened? I was terrible at it. And that's it.
Do you believe a good football coach is a good football coach?
No, I don't. No.
Really?
No, I don't believe that.
Then what do you believe?
Some are good some places, some are good others. And just accept that.
Here,
that's
for
fine.
Example, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Bill Belichick was a good football coach before Tom Brady?
He was fine.
Fine?
He was fine.
I bet to the people in New York would disagree with that.
He was fine.
Fine.
It was fine.
That's what you would call fine?
Yeah. That's what I would call fine.
Man, there's a lot of football coaches that didn't win championships that were regarded as really good football coaches.
A lot of football coaches didn't just openly lie to people and up and leave because things got difficult.
Oh, really?
That's most of the do. Time. Most That's of the time.
Have you ever met a coach that said, you know what? I'm actively looking for another job.
Most of the time they get fired. Most of the time they get fired.
That's not true.
It's true. It is true. Most
Mike
of the time.
Mike Leach didn't get fired.
Yeah, he didn't get fired for his tweet.
No, I'm saying he didn't get fired at Washington.
He got fired at Texas Tech.
Okay. That was 10 years ago.
Well, you went through to Bill Belichick quitting the Jets. I hit you right back with an old take.
He never had the job.
Look, here's the difference. All right. Bill Belichick never said to anybody, I'm not going to go be the Jets coach. I don't know how many times I got to say it. And then when it became the Jets coach, he didn't lie like that. All right. That's the difference. And the fact that.
Can I put the Tobin twist on this?
You could try.
He goes, this is what Nick Saban said. At the time, I wasn't going to be the Alabama coach when I had that conversation.
Mm-hmm,
things
mm-hmm.
change.
No.
That's what you would
say.
The
problem. This is how he boxes himself in. He says,
well,
I'm not.
Static?
What do you mean?
You.
Static. It's you.
I'm here static. No, it's not me. Hold on.
You sure? Yeah. You sure it's not that rat chewed wire that you got going on there?
No, it's fine. It's you. Let me see.
I see you changing the topic because you were about to get boxed in.
No, good. Go.
No. I see this a mile away.
I'm not getting boxed in. Come on. Players don't get boxed in.
Hmm? You get boxed in all the time. You get boxed in more than anybody.
No.
An easy box.
Nope.
I just don't like the fact that he's allowed, because he was very successful at something, he gets to then change the narrative on why he stunk at something else.
Isn't that what everybody does?
It would be like...
If you ask Bill Belichick why he stunk in Cleveland.
Here's what it'd be like. You know how like Jeff Bezos is less ugly now? Like, you ever look at young Jeff Bezos, what a hobgoblin that guy was?
Right.
It would be like him saying, like, well, I wasn't into becoming a professional athlete because, you know, I found my dedication in the business world a little bit more. Or you just weren't athletic and you weren't rich enough to change yourself, Jeff Bezos. You know, just say what it is. Why you gotta finagle it? Why you gotta go to the pottery wheel and shape it into something, Leroy?
That's what we do.
No. We stick honesty on this show. That's what we believe in.
Really?
Really.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, will you?
Yep.
Oh, I just wanted to shape young minds. Sure you did. Unless they want to transfer. If that young mind comes to Nick Saban and is like, hey, I kind of want to go somewhere else. He goes, no. Oh, no.
I'll be honest with you. For $7, $8 million, I want to shape young minds too. It's you! Fidget with that thing again.
I was trying to fix it.
Fix that. It didn't fix. Yeah, so apologize. It's you.
Nope. There's nothing I can really do about that. I only got one set of headphones.
All right. We got it.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores are truly steps beyond convenient. You can text the show 67974.
Somebody told me cut the crap. I got four more episodes.
I told you, you got to be a little bit more careful with the whole Ozark stuff, man. It's
here's the problem.
It's too fresh. It's only been out for a week.
When you watch something like that, right? What's the point of watching if you can't talk to anybody about it?
We can talk about it, you and me. We just can't talk about it on the radio for a little bit. Tiger King was different. Tiger King, I felt like it's a documentary. You're kind of luring everybody in. You're not really spoiling what already happened. It's already happened. It's real life. But with Ozark, I feel a little bit different. I feel like Ozark, we should give it... what do you want to give it, another week?
When did the third season come out?
I think it was either a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's it? 2 weeks ago, we got to wait a whole nother year? You almost got to give it like a month.
We could do it like Robbie and I did with Kerr. We could do like a special Ozark cast.
Yeah.
One day and just talk Ozark, and then we can give that as like a podcast special to people.
All right.
We'll do that one day this week.
All right. I got it.
So that way it's all good. What?
I'm gonna read this. I think we'll both take the minus one. I doubt UD is writing any jokey jokes. He doesn't exactly fit the stand-up comedian profile.
Minus one.
That was funny.
UD's funny. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy, I'm telling you. He's like when he was doing that, what was it, the Wade ceremony? He was like roasting everybody. He was roasting everybody. He was the life of the party.
Yes, I don't question that.
Dande, do you have UD and Dwayne Wade making fun of Mario Chalmers? This is always funny. Everybody likes making fun of Chalmers. It's never not funny making fun of Mario Chalmers, who's obviously took the brunt of the criticism from his compadres there on the Miami Heat Big Three teams, on the Heatles teams. And this was just more of them clowning on Mario Chalmers.
Hey, D. Hey, what game was that? I think it was you or Bron. Y'all took a shot to go into overtime. We missed it, and we went into overtime. Y'all took a game-winning shot. We missed it. We went into overtime. I think Rio tapped you or Bron and say, I was open.
Yo, hey, he wanted it. He wanted it. Listen, when he had to get the ball up to me and Bron down the stretch, man, you could see like the little hesitation in him before he passed it. Like, man, I really want to shoot this.
Man, listen, I'm going down. I'm taking Rio down to Foxhole 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Man, Mario Chalmers really did. Like, he had such but in fairness, Leroy, even though he didn't have the talent of LeBron or Mario Chalmers, of LeBron or Dwayne Wade, he's got one of the biggest shots in college basketball history.
Yep.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He turned into Mario Mother Bleepin' Chalmers. Big onions. Like, he this is a guy who just did not give a rat's ass. The moment did not try him.
He had a little bit of that Philly cheese in him. You couldn't tell him he wasn't the best.
Yes, but Philly Cheese like really did think he was the best, and if you thought that he wasn't the best, he took hostility. And Mario Chalmers, he rolled with the punches a lot better than Philly Cheese.
I think one of the things that people, you know, don't give Mario enough credit for is that even throughout all of that, he never got slumped. He never, you know, got down on himself. He never, when people were on him all the time, he never sulked. Like, just imagine if that was Hassan. You see what I'm saying? Hassan would have never made it through that. He would have pouted, sat on the end of the bench with his head down. And Mario, look, say what you want. He took that heat and he went out. And if he had a shot, he was still taking it. Regardless of what y'all said to him in the last break.
Yo, man, he would get right in LeBron's face on the bench. Like, he didn't care. He didn't care. Because, well, you know, it's one of those things where no one was actually mad at Mario Chalmers. You just needed somewhere to send your energy. And he was the guy. Because if Wade and LeBron actually got mad at each other, it would have been a thing. If Wade and Bosh would have gotten mad at each other, it would have been a thing. If Bosh would and LeBron would have gotten into it, it would have been a thing. But everybody gets mad at Mario Chalmers. You can't debate that on First Take.
Nope. They just like, ah, that's Mario. Down here we say, oh, that's Mario.
Yeah, you just want to be Mario Chalmers is the guy that Stephen A. Smith would be like, this Mario Chalmers can come through in the clutch. Like that just that's the bulk of what you're gonna get. It's kind of just like when he goes, this Duncan Robinson can shoot bombs away. Like, that's what you're going to get as far as debate. But it's not going to be a debate topic. So he was a good buffer in that regard. Love Rio. Love Rio.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I mean, speaking of Hassan Whiteside not being able to take the heat, I mean, getting waxed by Patrick Beverley on national television in 2K when you were the supposed 2K king. That's hard times, Daddy.
That I mean, is what's worse? Times. What's worse? Him getting waxed? Or KD losing to Derrick Jones Jr., 16 versus 1.
Well, who makes these? But is that just based on talent? No. Like, who makes these seeds? No.
It goes by your rating on the game.
Okay, so that basically just means your rating as 2K as far as your talent is concerned? That's not fair.
No, I think your rating playing the game.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Oh, so their profile?
I mean, or it could be, yeah, either their profile or their actual rating, then KD would be one.
Yeah, of course.
I can't picture KD sitting down playing a video game.
KD is definitely playing 2K against, like, 10-year-olds and ruining their lives. Be like, yeah, go cry to your mama now. Go cry to your mama now, talking about me going to the Warriors. Telling, you know, just making the kid feel terrible. Some kid that's in Idaho. Doesn't realize that he's on the other end with Kevin Durant. Oh, you thought it was a soft move? Bet you didn't say that about LeBron going to the Heat. Take some of this.
Hey, somebody
that's
said,
definitely happening.
Mario lived in Alaska. Probably had to face a bear a time or two. Facing LeBron is nothing for him.
You think that, yeah, you think like Mario Chalmers ever had to do some ice fishing?
Let me tell you, I've ice fished before.
Excuse me?
I've ice fished.
You've ice fished?
Yeah.
Where?
I lived up north, dude. Let me explain something to you. I did walleye fishing, muskie, but I'm going to tell you what about this ice fishing. Ice fishing is worse than this pandemic. You know how people are sitting at home, bored, nothing to do. Social distancing, stay at home. That's what ice fishing is. And I never could get used to lighting a fire in a hut on ice.
You light a fire there?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's so scary. I would never do that.
Dude, the ice is so thick.
I don't care, man. You can't trust it. How do you know that you're not in the weak spot? How do you cut through it, by the way? Is it like a...
Machine.
Is it a big saw?
A saw. Like, I think one time I went, the ice was like 2 feet thick. Pull out this big old thing.
They have like a big corkscrew, huh?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But what is, like, is it a corkscrew or is it like a suction cup?
No, like you cut and then you just kind of...
Because you remember back in the day... You remember, like, back in the day on the cartoons where, like, they would use their claw to cut open the glass?
No. Dude, you can't do that. That ice is way too thick for that. You needed some type of machine.
Did you catch any fish?
Yeah. Well, no, babies. I never caught a big one. And a fishing pole is the size of a long pencil.
Can I tell you something that really annoyed me? So I'm trying to find anything I can do to keep these kids busy. So I got some fishing poles yesterday. You know, I bought some little fishing poles at Walmart. And, like, let me tell you about Mr. Not Mind Your Business. So, old grandpa's rolling down the road. Not my real grandpa, just this old geezer. He's, like, rolling down the road, and he sees me and my three kids fishing. We literally just started up. And he goes...
You got three kids now?
No, me and my two kids. Sorry. It was the three of us. And he goes,
something stops. We need to know about?
No, God, no. He stops. He goes, stops. He goes, you guys catch anything? I'm like looking at dude. I'm like, excuse me? You guys catch anything out there? We had just started. I said, nope, just started. He goes, I got some real worms over in my garage. That's the only thing they'll eat. I'm like, all right, Captain Ahab. First of all, I don't need your fishing advice. Second of all, I certainly don't need your creepy-ass supplies, whatever the hell you got going on in your garage. Why you still have live worms is beyond me. They're just swarming around. This dude's probably spreading coronavirus left and right. Second of all, who stops in the midst of traffic to critique people on fishing?
Oh, in my area, when I drive down that one street and people are just fishing in the little creek, right? They always have people stopping. What are you catching in there? Fish.
Yeah, fish. I don't know,
I've
sir.
Never seen anybody catch one. Although, there's a couple of ponds in my development. I seen a guy pull out a monster. I had to stop
really?
And look at it. Oh, yeah. It was like 4.5 pounds.
Dude's giving glorious. Me advice on how to catch a dirty canal fish. Oh, the only thing they'll eat is worms. Bro, take your act to the lake, now, okay? Go to a real body of water.
Okay. It's called an auger. Same for digging holes for placing a fence.
What's that?
All right. That's oh, guy just chimed in.
Oh, you're talking about that thing that you...
yeah.
It looks like giant chopsticks? Yeah, I know that thing. That thing's cool.
I always wondered, while I'm fishing and you're sitting there, right? Me and Fonz used to go down... if you go down to Sawgrass, you can get off at Atlantic and go back into Everglades.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered, fish are stupid.
Yes.
Like, you can use a plastic lure, catch the fish, throw him back, put the lure back on, and catch another fish.
Yep.
Right?
There's no, like, the fish don't have a scouting report?
No, or like, yeah. Like, somebody's not saying, hey, mama, don't eat that, it's not real! No! Too late.
It's like we have they have a fish home associates meeting where they're like, all right, guys, be on the lookout for orange lure.
Right.
That one's a tricky one.
Or some of them, you could just throw a metal thing with a hook on it, and they will eat the shiny thing.
They're like, ooh, shiny. Fish
are
stupid.
Unbelievable.
Fish are the Knicks of the animal kingdom.
Or, not for nothing, worms don't swim, right?
No.
Why the hell they eat worms?
I don't know.
Like a worm just hanging on a hook.
They just like the wigglies. That's what they like.
I guess. I don't know.
We'll get you caught up with your headlines. The Chicago Bulls are trying to poach Miami Heat players and front office people. They're bastards. We'll get you that news coming up after this.